Got it, it's working.
All right.
Well, you've already said that you would call the latter part of the day for supper, that's afternoon. And let me check, make sure this thing's recording, all right? All right, that's afternoon. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Before sunrise.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before.
Just before sunset.
Mm-hmm.
I already got to say that.
Mm-hmm. If there had been a storm and then the rain stopped and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is... If there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds start to go away and then the sun starts to come out, you would say that the weather is...
Oh, fanned up or fanned up even more.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long? It just comes down just like we just had for a little while.
Just a hard rain.
Yeah, okay.
Try some of those other possibilities, just to see if you can
know. Would you say like a downpour or a cloud burst or something like that?
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Yes, a cloud burst.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
We call it a mantelpiece.
What do you call the things in the fireplace that you rest logs on to burn?
Dogons.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little bitty slivers to get a fire started?
Bottom.
Wait a minute. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers in it for hanging clothes?
Say, what do you call a what?
A place where you hang your clothes
up. What do you call a place where you hang your clothes with a rod in it?
Closet?
Yeah. Would you call it something different? Like, say that was built into the wall? Would you call it different if you could move it around, like if it was just a little, thing? You know what I mean? I'm trouble describing it. Like, suppose, it was just like something you set against the wall and you could move it around.
Shifro,
okay. You have overlapping horizontal boards on a house. Do you have a name for those?
How do you say it?
Overlapping? You have boards on the outside of a house, they overlap.
Oh, well, the board.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say, the old ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs where? Like right up here, right here.
Like right out there, the front part of the house with
porch.
The chairs.
Yeah. Porch.
See, and what it is, these aren't like questions, these are like what you would say, like somebody else might have called it a portico or something like that from a different part of the country. And like, so this isn't like a question or something like that with a right or wrong answer, it's just the way you refer to it.
Right.
Well, if that didn't have a roof on it,